All right. Thank you very much to Deidre for a timely edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Boop, boop, boop. Enough of that crap. Let's get that out of the way. Mascot Wedding Show starts right after the paybacks. Microphone one.
Microphone two.
And microphone to be continued. The time is, man, sorry about that. Try this again. The time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, so stop being a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. I could say whatever I want. Take that, middle class. Middle class. I don't know what that means.
I think most of our listeners are tough working class people.
Yeah, they're blue collar.
That's where I've been aiming the show.
We try to position ourselves as the blue collar radio show for the longest time.
Lunch pail talk. That's what we are.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't afford cafeteria food.
Yeah.
Or, where I work, I can't go across the street to Aubon Payne.
That's right.
To go buy some fancy bread.
Yeah, I'm not going to that Marie Callender's, buy whatever quiches they have. This is hard topics for hard hats.
Yeah, you think I can afford to go to La Madeleine? I can't.
No, I see what you make.
Yeah, exactly. I got to bring my lunch in a lunch pail.
How many more restaurants can we name, do you think?
I bet we can name a whole bunch.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah, anytime you want to call in, the phone number 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Also, I got our Gmail thing opened, mascotwedding@gmail.com.
That's right.
You write it, I will see it and read it.
We could be like those people on MSNBC.
Also, if you contact David's Twitter, he will get like an email or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty good about that, especially during the show. So, at Runaway Van for real-time stats and scores. We just heard the paybacks from their Harder and Harder album. That was Brightside. Good stuff.
Hey, David.
Hey, Mac.
You ever get that feeling that you're slowly being watched?
All the time.
Well, right now it's not. You're just stupid, crazy paranoia because we have a special guest in the studio joining us on microphone three. Stand-up comedian, Mr. Ryan County.
Yay.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Is this going to make me famous?
It can't hurt you get famous.
Okay.
If that is something.
This is my guarantee to you. It'll make you at least as famous as we are.
So it would probably bring you down a little bit.
Yes.
So let's get the interview portion of the show out of the way. So you, Mr. Ryan County.
Oh, yeah.
You originally...
Hey, should I stand? You guys are standing. I'm going to stand.
Yeah, you can stand.
It's however you want. It's your time. I find this channels our energy better.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a little sleepy when I sit down.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, I'm feeling a little whack,
right?
Wacky,
right?
Coming on.
Got to make sure the people in the back know to raise their hands at a certain point.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why we first started standing. I think like there were no chairs in here one day. That'll do it.
And what the has the your audience? Do people listen to this show? First of all,
short answer, no.
No.
Yeah.
Just us.
Yeah. And even then,
David's mom really likes it.
My they mom. Say anything? They know a difference in the energy when you guys started standing, or?
Dude, tell you what, you want to try an experiment today?
Do you want to?
You want to try and sit down?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna sit down.
I feel bad that we made you stand up, but yeah, we're gonna.
Wait, so you could have people call in and guess who's sitting and who's standing.
Oh, I you like wanna do that.
Okay, and, so one of us is sitting right now.
Okay, let's hold on. Let me adjust stuff.
Whoever wins gets to kiss me on the lips.
Yes, that's right.
Can we do that?
Could you describe your lips to the people who can't see you right now? Would you
say
that?
I think you could do that.
All right.
But do it like a blind person. Okay. Use your fingers.
All right.
To describe my lips.
Okay.
Actually, you have to actually do it.
All right. Ooh, oh, you kind of look good. The bottom one's soft like a skin-covered pillow.
Okay. I just chapped. Just use chapstick, so...
It's kind of also greasy like chapstick.
Let's cut the tomfoolery. Do you have a photo bucket? where they could look at pictures of your lips.
Do you have
a... I've got a blog, a fan base blog about my lips.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can check it out.
What's the URL for that one?
It's an EDU, actually.
Oh, okay. Is that right?
It's, yeah.
Okay. It's not a .biz.
Luscious lips with two Z's
uh-huh.
at the end of that.
At the end of lips or... Or is one
or in between luscious?
It's a, yeah. It's different. They change it up every day, so
that's probably not good for traffic.
Yeah, hey, it's fan based, and well, I don't have any fans, so it's actually just me.
I don't want to tell you how to do your website, but you probably want to just stick with one.
Nope, it's kind of a unique, edgy thing I'm doing.
You might want to just stick with one, though. I mean, I don't know.
I like your gumption. You do whatever you want.
Don't take his side.
I'll take whoever side I want.
As soon as he walked in here today, you had that look in your eye, like, I'm going to turn him against Mac to gain support.
I have that look about everyone and everything.
Well, kind of, it's wearing me out.
All right.
Just because it's a lot of effort, because I want to be like, too.
Well.
And I can't keep up with you. You're too charming.
Sorry. What are you going to do?
I just told you. I'm asking you to stop.
You got a lot more aggressive once you sat down.
Really?
Yeah. I think standing is best. For the show.
Shake out my aggression. Mm-hmm. So you're originally from Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah.
And you were doing stand-up for there? And then you moved to Austin when?
A year ago.
It's like the January-February.
January, yeah.
Mega month?
It was Jeb Bush's birthday.
Mid-January, so it's been about a year now. Doesn't even feel like it.
That's like something my grandfather would say towards the end of his life. He'd just be like, too many months. Can we combine Jebuary and Maypril and just, I guess, June and July? You're screwed.
It sounds like a syrup.
Ooh.
Maypril.
Maypril. Delicious
Maple.
Maypril.
It sounds like a syrup-based pill. Like, oh, thank God I'm taking Maypril now.
Why can't hipsters do that? Why can't they have like, because, you know, there's like Movember,
mm-hmm.
which is like Men's Health November, and you're supposed to grow a mustache.
Right.
I haven't heard that. I've heard No Shave November.
Oh, that too.
Movember?
Yeah, which doesn't, not as catchy.
Nope.
At all. Or Movember. I don't know.
Yeah,
what it
exactly.
Is.
There, no one's settled on that either, but it's.
Yeah, what about Maypril? You know, the month for just maple syrup related things.
So how have you found your first year in Austin, Ryan Gary?
Oh, my God, kill me.
Now? Kill you now?
No, later. Oh. Save it for the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll need a big closer for the show.
Exactly. Bring the curtain down.
My death.
One. What were the words you said?
The thing I asked you as part of this interview portion was how has your first year treated you in Austin?
It's okay. I tried to get a little improv group going that kind of fell apart, but
really?
Other than that, well, two man kind of, he was supposed to, the other dude, Michael, was actually supposed to be here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So there's, it's probably better he's not here.
Well, can you talk about, why things, didn't work out?
Well, we're supposed to,
yeah, I don't know.
Cause originally
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay.
But,
we had booked the comedy duo of, County and Priest.
Yeah, yeah, the
Michael Priest,
the Galactic Goofs.
Yeah, I thought the Galactic Goofs were both going to be in studio today.
That was the plan.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. You guys were going to do some.
I'm on eggshells with Michael. So
okay,
you know, I didn't want to mention it. You know, like just kind of it's radio. You just got to roll with it. You know.
Yeah, but it's like what I'm known for here in Austin mm-hmm. is.
Yeah,
but.
But that's fine.
Well, yeah.
That's fine. I
but mean, yeah, other than that, you know, it's everybody's pretty rad here. It's a pretty cool city. A lot of booze.
Yes.
A lot of booze here. A lot of friendship and a lot of passion. So I like that.
I don't want to talk about that. I was gonna say I really enjoy your stand up and I was gonna name a specific joke, but I was like, don't have me ruin your act on the air by repeating it. I'm not going to make you describe it either. Don't worry about it. This isn't
okay.
But
this is a good interview.
I'm going to make you describe it. What's a Ryan County like on stage?
Lot of just real dry, short one-liners. Mm-hmm.
You're dynamic though. You're a dynamic performer.
No.
I like
just
the...
I sit on the stool every time and I just tell stories. Mm-hmm. In one-liner form,
mm-hmm.
Very dry. Yeah. Nobody likes it.
Can I have I have a question for you. You often talk about your wife and how terrible she is. Is she a real person?
She's not a real person. She's something.
Okay.
But
Nope. Oh, is that one right there? This guy.
Hey!
So I was out by Cool Town Theater last weekend. Mm-hmm. We rolled up. You were there too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And this friend of ours was just in the middle of the road or at the parking lot or whatever, just standing there. And I was like, well, what are you looking at? And she's like, oh, there's some bug. And she pointed out this bug. This is Saturday daytime around 1 p.m. And I was like, oh, man, this is a... I look at this bug. I was like, you know what? I've never seen that kind of bug before. And I logged onto the Facebook. And you and some other people...
Oh, yeah, that thing attacked us. That was the... Yeah, I thought it was playing dead. Because I looked... It was a giant water beetle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Stefan, the dude I live with, another comic here.
Stefan Ahrensdorf?
Yeah, Stefan Ahrensdorf. He, if that is his real name.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you got to come check this bug out. And it attacked us. And I ran inside. And Lucas Melendez was giving us... it's a roach. It's just a roach. But looked it up. Those things eat. They bite you. And they dissolve the inside of your skin from the inside out with acid. So that was that. You saw the bug, though?
Yeah, I saw the bug like the next... Because that was Friday. You guys were doing live.
That was Friday, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next day, I saw this bug. And I didn't know what it was. It was just this weird giant bug. And I logged on to Facebook, and somebody had, I saw a conversation you were having, and somebody posted, like, yeah, an article about it. And this is a bug that will, like, when it's all, this was kind of, you know, collapsed or whatever you want to call it, like,
yeah.
Folded in. When this thing gets to battle height, this thing is huge. And it was like a killing fish.
And yeah.
It'll latch onto fish and, like, fill it full of its evil. And then...
they eat them over. Eat Amber Bixby did a lot of research. That's who I was conversing with on Facebook. A lot of pictures, and they eat them. They eat those bugs over in Asia.
You know, I don't like bugs at all. Like, I really don't. I don't know. I'm always bothered by them a little bit.
Yeah, you're definitely in the minority on that one.
And I don't, that's like, really, it's like not fair at all. Like, let's say, David, are you afraid of something?
I'm afraid of a lot of things. Bugs happens to be one of them, yes.
Well, okay, besides bugs.
Okay.
That's example on hand.
Sure.
You can't double up on one example.
I'm afraid of strange dogs.
Okay, strange dogs. Uh-huh. What if every time you left the house, there was a brand new, terrifying breed of dog you've never seen before?
I clearly never leave the house.
Yeah, that's the way it is with bugs. It's like, oh, I don't like bugs. And every 2 days, there's a new type of bug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen this bug before, and now it's in my bathroom. Or walking outside Coal Town, there's this bug that's going to shoot acid in my hand?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
But I also love those weirdos. Like, there's one out of every six, let's say, unofficially, who just completely embraces bugs. And they're like, oh, it's fine. And they'll pick it up and, like, let it walk on their hand and stuff like that. Those people need to be shot and killed because they're perpetuating...
I've got a bug blog. Fan-based bug blog.
Is that Luscious Legs?
Yeah, Luscious Legs.
Two Z's?
One Z on this one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, don't be
this
an idiot.
This is an ORG website.
Oh,
check it out.
I'm sorry. I go to luscious legs.info.
No, this is the nonprofit. This is about, okay.
Wait, are you sure it's not luscious legs.us.gov?
No, that's my old one.
Oh, okay. Got you lost funding for that. What was I going to say? Yeah, but I'm not like a freak out bug person.
No, of course not. You're
like,
not,
there's
yeah.
people where like, there's like, hey, there's a roach there, and like the color leaves their face, and they
roaches are fine, but the ones that like attack you, like this thing was grrring at us.
It didn't bite you though? I mean, your hand's not.
No, it flew at us though. I was too quick to run.
Quicker than a bug. Do you have a run? Serious question though. Do you have a website, like your own comedian website? Well,
I've got a Facebook.
If you ever want a quote for your Facebook, here's one right here. That guy's quicker than a bug. Mac Blake, co-host Mascot Wedding Show.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll go on your DVD box or something.
Who's that, though?
That would be me. I thought we introduced...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, before the show.
Sorry.
It's okay. Did you just forget it?
No, I just am. I'm more fond of Jared.
Sure. I'll take that. I'll take the accolades on that one.
It's like it's working.
Jared Allman, that's your name, right?
Yes, it is. Jerry. It is now, as long as I get the positivity attached to it.
At least you didn't confuse with the host of Taco of the Town, Pete Gomez.
What do you guys normally talk about other than bugs and
this is it?
My
yeah,
lips?
No, this is bugs.
Whatever the hell we want.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got right. We got an hour.
What else did you? You had something you wanted to.
I got stuff. I wanted to.
I wasn't trying to.
No, not at all.
You're like, can you move this guy? It's pretty boring.
No, I. If I may, I'm gonna present this in the form of an open letter, as we normally do.
Oh, you mean a Mascot Wedding Show open letter?
Exactly.
Ta-da.
This is my open letter to, I'll pinpoint this, to Governor Rick Perry. What are you doing to me, Rick Perry? You're making me side with Robert Rodriguez on this. I hate you for that. What am I talking about, you ask? So the
David, what are you talking about?
Thank you for asking. So the news came down this week that, let's start from the start here. Let's back it up.
Good place to start?
Yes. Last year, Rick Perry signed into law this bill that provided tax incentives for movie productions that came to Texas and shot their movies here.
That's right. And Robert Rodriguez himself was present at that signing.
That's right. They did the signing at Troublemaker Studios, which is Rodriguez's studio here in town.
His home base for where he makes his awful movies.
That's right. And I believe he was in pre-production for Machete at the time. And during the press conference for this historic signing, he said, you know what? If this wasn't being signed, I don't know if I would shoot Machete here in Texas. I think I would probably go somewhere else.
Or Predators.
That's right. Predators.
Yep.
Fast forward to this past week when the Texas government decided not to allow or, you know, decided not to award the tax incentives to Machete.
Machete, as I like to call it.
Well, agree to disagree.
But you're white, so I'm not
thank you.
We were trying to.
Finally, someone noticed.
On the radio show, I play a black character.
Oh, so. Oh,
so you just kind of ruined that. Yeah,
you kind of broke the fourth wall on that one.
A black character? Feel free to kick me off a co-op anytime, everyone.
You really bring that urban tinge to the Mascot
oh,
Wedding Show.
So black people are now all urban.
Yes.
What a terrible racist you are.
I like how you said character and not person.
Well, because we make him dance.
All right.
Anyway, yes. Off that tangent.
This part's getting cut out of the podcast.
Yes,
let's all leave a blank so I can make an easy edit.
Now.
There it is. All right.
So they denied the incentives for Machete because their stance was the movie presented Texas in a negative light. So they refused the tax incentives, which ended up being like $1.75 million. What bothers me about this is basically Texas is saying you can come here and shoot movies, but they have to be like pro-Texas propaganda movies. And I don't like that. And I don't like that. Of all the people, Robert Rodriguez was wronged on this one. And I feel like now I need to team up with him to correct this this grievous error.
Yeah, it just makes Texas look like, you know, like, oh, man, you can't make fun of us. Like, we have no sense of humor.
Yeah.
And the worst part of all is, of course, is that the wronged party here was someone who's already awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a phone call here.
Oh, okay.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Heyo.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
Michael.
Oh, is this...
good one.
Is this Michael Priest?
Yeah.
One half of the...
So I thought you were busy, bud. Thought you couldn't make the show.
I have hobbies, you know?
Well, hey, we should give the listeners a little...
proper introduction.
Proper introduction.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't listening, so what's been going on? Do you guys play any good songs?
Not yet.
Well, the show was going good.
So we originally booked Ryan County and Michael Priest, the improv duo, known as the...
The Galactic Goofs is what I was. It's a I wanted it to be more of like a space themed improv sketch vaudeville type thing that we were doing, and yeah. Had a lot of hype, and Michael bailed on it, got a couple other offers, and kind of left me in the dust. So
strike while the iron's hot, white hot.
So what other? I mean, why did you decide to leave the group, Michael?
Oh, when I first found Ryan, he was a feature. He was a wonderful comic, and since I've discovered him, he's awful. He's an opener now. Yeah.
Wow.
Under my tutelage, you'd think that he would have got a lot better.
You don't think that's mean talking about your friend like that?
Yeah. I'm the one on radio here, Michael. What are you doing? What do you have that's more important than this that you couldn't make it in here and we could hash this out in person, physically?
I'm on the radio too.
Nope, you're on a telephone.
Well, he is on the radio too.
Shh, shh, shh,
okay, sorry.
Not in studio. Where are you?
Around. I travel a lot and I'll just spread in some cash. I have a little economic theory, like, the more money you spend, like, it stimulates the economy, so the more you're going to make more money in the long run.
So you're out there just helping the economy right now, spreading it around?
That's economics.
Where do you go to spread money?
Oh, I travel. I'm actually pretty broke because I spend it all.
Uh-huh.
I just ate barnacles.
Hmm.
That sounds kind of awful.
Yeah. You just ate what?
A barnacle. I was the Gulf Coast. It was Houston Ship Channel.
They don't have very good barnacles. You might want to move somewhere else to get your barnacles, though.
Yeah. They have a defense mechanism that when you crack those things open, they squirt this like poison or something on your face, but you don't keep your mouth open.
Yeah, did it get in your mouth?
Mouth? I think I know what I'm doing, Ryan.
Well, he goes and like does shows now. This is why I'm so bitter about it. Is you do it? Did you do a show this weekend? Is that why you're?
Oh yeah, yeah.
With
big time stuff. It was pretty cool. You know, put smiles on those guys' faces, the little ones.
You know,
there were some children there. That's why I say that.
You know, you're a real disrespectful person, Michael. I had to cancel. I canceled my plans. I had big plans today, and I'm here.
What were your plans?
What were your plans? Yeah.
Well, I wasn't planning on waking up from the nap an hour before coming in, so that.
Why I was looking forward to having you guys on is your styles are so mixed. I mean, because Michael, you're more of like the truth teller comedian. You know, you get up on stage you're like, you know, here's where Obama's leading us wrong. You
know, we're living in dumpsters.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as Ryan said earlier, he's
like a really terrible dumpster.
Well, yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah.
He's more of the dry storyteller. He just sits on a stool and tells stories.
Since this is radio, if you guys don't know who Michael Priest is, he's the comedian with the beard.
Right, local bearded comic, Michael Priest.
Yeah. So you can check that out.
I'm bearded.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I got a beard long before a few comics, a few of them.
So would you say you're an innovator in that field?
I wouldn't say it because I'm not arrogant.
Can I say it?
You may.
Okay, I will.
You said that Ryan is used to be like a feature act, now he's like an opener.
Yeah,
but what happened? Why do you think why do you think that?
You know, I've been kind of in a dark place.
Oh, so you agree with it as well?
Since this was my thing, man. When we had one show booked, the Galactic Goofs, cruising the universe / Sixth Street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you heard about it. You guys were probably talking about it on here.
I thought that's why you guys were going to come on the show, was to write the show. And, I didn't know it wasn't going to happen until you walked in.
I mean, I'm not the one who ruined our comedy duo. I didn't even go on stage with him.
I kind of had. Stage. I'll be mature and I'll say I had to follow a passion. I do hip hop rap.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And so I had to follow that passion.
Yeah.
What's that mean? What's that white light mean?
I mean, someone else is calling, but don't worry about
it. Yeah, we'll let them go. It's fine. Anyway, I'm sorry.
The one fan calling, you're just going to ignore to talk to Michael.
They know what the show is.
Wait, so Michael, you didn't even go on stage.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so how could I ruin the show if I don't even go on stage?
Well, why didn't...
I call in, he holds the phone up to the speaker. Sometimes he didn't even do it right.
He's got a lot of stage
fright. I know that he wasn't holding it to the mic enough for people to laugh.
So what, you just did the show, you literally phoned in the show?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just go and do the show in person?
Have you ever been to one of those comedy clubs that get like real breezy, like chilly?
Uh-huh.
Like it's a bunch of chilly willies in there, you know?
Well, sometimes.
And I don't know, I have a bunch of sweaters, but I don't have a coat.
That could be a problem, sure.
I know. I don't. Yeah. I feel like you should have just went ahead and bought a coat and done the show.
But, you know, those people, they're wearing the big coats, and it's like, oh, yeah, look at that guy's fancy, expensive coat, and they don't even, like, look good, you know? Like,
so, if the show was in the summer, would you have done it?
Ooh. What about parking?
I don't
drive, but what about parking?
Parking should be not a problem.
Like, oh, yeah, you see how this
they're gonna be
didn't work out?
And then they're going to bring me down. Bummer.
Well, if I may interject, Ryan told me what you guys were going to make for this show, and it was a ridiculous sum of money. I feel like you could have bought...
It was...
Anytime he gets paid, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so you could have bought a nice coat for this kind of money.
Well, I mean,
so, but you just said you were you said you were just doing some shows, putting some smiles on people's faces. You went on stage then, right?
You had the sound guy hold the phone up to the mic again, didn't you?
The smile just makes me want to have sex with their smile. Can I say that?
Sure.
You just did.
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't go on stage again? That's what you're saying?
Nah.
Have you ever?
I've never really been on stage.
How do you get booked? I got to side with Ryan on this one.
Like a connection with the audience. Except when Ryan doesn't follow through and pay his bills.
I got to say, I don't think Ryan's a problem here.
I mean, I want some of my money that I get paid to trickle down to Ryan. I do.
Again, with your economics.
Hey, that's what this country was founded on in 1980.
That is right. That is verifiable.
Could you save your pro Reagan?
I think I know what I'm doing. I went to college for 7 years. I think I know what I'm talking about.
What'd you go to school for again?
Oh, lots of stuff.
You're going to be a lawyer? Is that the last one? It's
getting real. That was the last one, yeah. I had some people take 3 years to finish law school. I finished in one.
Is that the kind of material we can expect to come through over the phone?
What now?
Never mind. But here's the worst part of it, because you're on the phone.
Hey, how does David look? What does he look like right now?
I look the usual David.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing that standing thing?
Yeah, we're doing it. Could you tell?
Yeah, could you tell?
From the aggressive energy?
Yeah, I like a lot of the pros. They like to stand while they do radio.
Yep.
Okay, well, what am I doing now?
Dr. Laura does that. What are you doing now?
Yeah.
Are you looking quizzical?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah,
he's very good.
Okay,
but you were wrong.
How's Ryan?
Not.
Is he in his tattered claws?
See, here's the worst part of this, Michael, is that you're driving around, you're doing shows, and you're talking through
driving me around. I don't like to drive.
Okay, you're talking on the phone. You can't see what Ryan's going through over here. The kid's devastated.
I can guess.
I mean, everything you said, it's like it's just an axe wound after another one.
Is it hard for him to get close to the microphone with his barrel and straps?
Okay, that's not. You're really being mean here. Really,
stressing me out. Not helping my ulcer situation one bit. And don't like it. Don't like your attitude.
That's
all I gotta say.
I don't know. What do you think really did it? What do you think made it clear to you that you weren't ready to hang? We used to, I don't know, I just don't feel like he was good-looking enough for the comedy game. We used to have a weigh-ins for him daily. What do you weigh now? 120? I did that.
About 110 right now. Haven't ate in about 3 days, so you did do that.
You know what? I think it's good that the Galactic Goof split up. I think you guys are just going different ways.
Never even met the guy in person, honestly. I've only interacted with him through the phone, so I don't even know. What do you look like? What do you look like, Michael?
You got a beard, striking. We know that.
Striking?
Mm-hmm. All right, quit kidding yourselves, both of you.
My beard scratches against the phone, the microphone a lot. That's how people know that I have a distinguished beard. Mm-hmm. I could Land's End model, honestly.
That's a quality catalog. No one's going to deny that. All right.
No, yeah. I don't even buy the clothes. I just look at it like a piece of art.
I know, a lot of handsome men in there. A lot of square lantern jaws. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, obviously. What do you want me to respond to that? Of course.
All joking aside, you and Ryan both are devastatingly handsome. We all know that. But it's a shame that this didn't work out.
Collectively, we're devastatingly handsome. Collectively.
I am my own man, Michael. I will speak for myself.
If you averaged it, I think that would be the case.
Well, I can't argue with math.
Well, who can? I wouldn't want to. But so you don't have anything to say to Ryan for bailing on him on today's show, or us for that matter. You don't have anything to you want to say to us for not coming in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
Ryan, do you want to do a show with me at Cap City on Tuesday. I promise things will change.
Nope.
Maybe.
Nope. I think our relationship outside of comedy.
I'll have the drink money wired.
Me and
to you.
Another side note, we probably should say, me and Michael dated for a good a couple days.
But you never saw him.
It was a phone thing. It was a long distance, short distance. Like we were both in the same city.
Yeah, like,
but it
if
was...
I was in the neighborhood, sometimes it would like we'd be kind of close. I guess if I was running an errand.
I've been there. Go ahead.
You've been in my neighborhood?
No, I've been in that sort of relationship.
You've been in my neighborhood, haven't you, you little sneak?
I've seen
you peeping.
Yeah, I'm the Tarrytown peeper. People know me.
But I will get you a drink. I'll have a drink bought for you.
Okay.
Well,
if you,
I hope,
agree to do a show with me.
This Tuesday.
What do you say, Ryan?
Is that the,
really
is this,
really use you guys.
All right, I'll do it.
Hey, all right, there we go.
Because Matt
no
Bearden
outies.
Asked me to do it.
No
so
outies.
That's...
Again, this disconnect between you two, it's too much for me.
Look, one of you guys, you know, I guess you're going to have to call him on the phone and
no,
talk about it. But
I can't afford a phone anymore, so.
All right, well, I'm sure your kids will work it out.
I forgot we're actually doing a show. You asked if we had any shows coming.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Michael are doing the Punch show on Tuesday.
Punch? That's like the best show in town.
So
we just now agreed to do that.
Well, I hope it goes well. Are you guys going to do normal sets? Are you guys
going
to...
Hey, you like
interrupting people? You like interrupting people?
It's hard for me to read body language when I'm not in the room.
He's got you there.
Is that a common problem?
Maybe stop being a jerk.
Oh, I don't like this.
This is getting heated.
Yeah. Look, you tell your driver, you drive that car over here. Feed you your teeth for talking to me like that.
The comedian Bob Kosrabi is driving. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, wow, all-star show.
I broke his spirit.
Hey, Michael Priest. We'll talk to you later.
You guys have fun.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Ah,
oh, I got him a little bit. A little bit of the... Cut off his word. You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so this is off of the album Maniac Meat. I thought this was off their new EP, but then when I listened to that version, it was not as good. This is the band Tobacco with Sweat Mother More Mascot Winning Show. Right? More Mascot Winning Show later. Bye. Bow. Oh, back with more Mascot Winning Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hata.
Special and studio guest, Mr. Ryan County, Sam Comedian.
Ahoy.
What's that?
I was just saying ahoy.
Yeah. We just heard off of the album Maniac Meat, that was Tobacco with Sweat Mother.
That right? Sounds like, no, that's totally the name, but that whole thing sounded made up. Like I was waiting for Blues Hammer to open.
Tobacco, Maniac Meat, Sweat Mother?
Yes.
Those are just a bunch of words.
Yes.
They don't mean a damn thing. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, this show, we got the competition in us. You know what I mean? Like, look, there's a lot of other shows on the station, right?
Yes.
And there's a lot of other awesome, I say other because, you know, read between the lines. There's a lot of other awesome people on the show. Excuse me, station. And there's a lot of other cool shows around town, but I want to overmaster them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think people who listen to the show know that we want to dominate in every aspect of our lives, and radio just happens to be one of them, and this town happens to be another one of them.
Do you get that way at all, Ryan?
About radio?
No, about anything. Like, let's say comedy. How about comedy? Are you like, man, I want to be number one?
Not really. I'm pretty... Probably extremely uncompetitive, which infuriated my brother, like growing up playing games and stuff, because I really didn't care, so I wouldn't try half the time. Playing ping pong, slapstick, broom ball, you know, those little kid games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grab
stick,
ass.
Stick throw. Yeah. I don't know what. That was the game I played mostly with my uncle, was that one.
Yeah.
But
back to the spine.
That's a different.
Yeah. Here's the thing, buddy. We're going to have to change that in you. We're going to have to put a little of the dominance in you.
Okay.
All right.
I could. How?
It's easy if you try.
So Austin Monthly just came out with a comedy issue. mm-hmm. like a really funny comedy issue. You're not.
Oh,
I saw that. You're not in this thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I got a lot of. They actually wanted to start it. The guy that did it, what's his name? I don't know who.
I don't know either.
Sent me an email and he's like, "I want to start a magazine based just around you," and I was had to reject because you know there's a lot of great talent coming up here. And
your lies cover up your the pain.
Yep.
So
pretty good.
Here's what we're gonna do.
The wavering in the voice did not.
Let's go down the list. Let's talk about how we're gonna take these people out. And so first of all,
who's what was it? It was like a 3-page article too, wasn't it?
I don't
actually, pictures.
I don't actually purchase magazines.
You were in it too, weren't you?
No, I was not.
We were not.
Oh, no,
that's what we got to talk about. How we're gonna take these people down?
Exactly.
So first up, Carry On. That guy does like Esther's Follies, right?
Yeah, he's some sort of Austin institution. Let's say.
Yeah. That's old Austin. We don't even have to worry about him.
Yeah.
He's going down. Owen Edgerton. He's been on the show before.
Austin's favorite local amateur
author.
Yeah,
he's just a local amateur author.
Yeah, who are the people that aren't stand-up? I don't know in the other...
Once people stop reading books, that's going to be pretty soon, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're months away from that.
Yeah. I mean, I just call books just like, there's, you know, screenplays, basically. This one guy, Justin Williams, does that tuna thing.
Uh-huh.
Not worried about him.
I think
How's that? I want to hear this tuna thing.
The tuna like Christmas. Oh,
greater tuna. Tuna Christmas.
I thought it was a bit that he did. He just ate a tuna wrap.
I am
the tuna wrap bit guy.
I'm the tuna comic.
No, a guy dresses up like a woman.
Yeah.
One of those weirdos.
Gross. Women are so gross.
John Merriman. I don't even know what that guy does.
That dude's pretty. He had a picture with the puppet. Isn't there another picture with.
Oh, I don't have all. This is the only picture on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Joe in the background?
Maybe. Hold on.
I don't know who that was, but I think it might be Joe.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So Master Pancake, those guys?
Uh-huh.
Losers.
Yeah. Also ran.
Scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing going on. Matt Bearden. That guy has another radio show. Already on our enemies list.
Yeah, he's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucas Melendez is there with the hat and the cool guy glasses. He's probably going to...
He's on minute number 12.
Tell you what, I like that guy, so you know what we're going to do? The guy lost his Austin privileges.
We're going to take him out of the city limits.
Take him out of the city limits. Be like, you come back, it's going to be done. And who's this guy? I don't even know this one.
Gutman?
Gutman?
Oh, yeah, he's...
Brian Gutman?
Is he some sort of funny surgeon?
Well, he's got a beard. You can tell he's already some sort of marijuana enthusiast. So probably drugs will overtake him.
They all have beards.
Well, not this guy. But that's
Merriman has a beard now.
That's a tuna guy. Merriman?
I wish I could grow a beard.
I don't even know what that guy does, Merriman.
Yeah.
He grows and shaves his beard.
Is it funny when he does that?
He does it in about 5 minutes on stage. He grows it and shaves it. So it's impressive. It's strange, but you know.
So for your Ryan County Rise to Dominance, I want you to set your target on one of these people. Who are you going to take down?
Oh, Lucas, easily.
Going to take down Lucas?
Yeah.
What's your strategy?
He's a water bug.
Water bug him?
Oh. Giant water beetle. He's the one that did not take me seriously when I was scared of that beetle.
Sounds like that guy wants a taste of the water beetle.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, Lucas, could you come outside? I'm going to take you for a ride. Water beetle lane. Then you water beetle him.
I've actually, I think I've wrestled with Maggie.
Oh, really?
I don't remember it, but I think she said that I have. Not like intimately.
Okay. I was about to do some sort of cheesy radio. Hey, all right.
Do you guys have buttons?
We used to, actually. You know,
if you want to, by the way, just in case someone calls in, all those people are great.
Yes, of course. This is all tongue in cheek.
They're not really serious. Don't get mad at us.
But I'm the best. So.
Well, there you go. That's what I like to hear.
See, yes, of course.
That kind
of
talk.
But that's not competitive. That's all just fact. So it's like I'm not being competitive.
I like where this is going.
See, because Ryan, you are not unlike the Mascot Wedding Show in that you nor I or nor Mac are in this issue of Austin Monthly. So what do we got to do to get into next year's issue?
Who do I got to? Because here's the thing. The show can't get any better.
We're top of the mountain right now.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I figured just other people in our way. Maybe they didn't even think about radio.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't see Dr. Bruno and the Cougar.
No.
Or what's that guy's name?
Jim Rome.
JB. JB and Sandy. We can't touch those guys. Those guys are hilarious, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. JB was talking about... I have no idea.
This is the nicest radio. You just talk about how good other radio stations are on your...
No, because those guys are actually terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I don't... No, that's your problem. Radio's dead. I don't listen to radio. Live radio. Nobody... It's podcast,
hey,
man.
Trust me. We know. Hey, we got a podcast.
YouTube and podcast.
We're like a live podcast.
A YouTube podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
other podcasts, I'm not even gonna look you in the eye. You're scum.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing this. We got to do this live over the radio.
Yeah. We cut our teeth. We paid our dues. We're here now in a studio.
I'm not setting up some sort of Zoom handheld recorder in a coffee shop being like, oh, how's it going today?
Hmm.
People swearing all the time, relying on the toilet talk like it's a crutch.
Tell me more about your Tumblr.
Yeah, no. We're here. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it live radio style. Big hands on the W.
So open letter to you, Austin Monthly, whoever you are. That might be your actual name. We're gunning for you. Next year, we're going to be in your stupid issue.
Give you two more chances. What, you know, because I understand how the publishing cycle works.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably already, the January issue is probably already done.
Right.
And you guys are probably talking about the February issue. That's almost pretty much locked in. So when that March issue comes out, there's not a cover story taking you down.
They're probably just waiting for, like, they just want you. Because I can't see you guys sharing a page with other comedians. I mean, you could do a 10-page article about you guys.
The only
individually,
way, the only way I
20
do
pages
it
total, I think,
is if like Ryan County was on the cover.
Yeah,
because like I'm not going to get him because he's so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like how sure, that? Sure. Did that feel good when I said that just now?
Felt real good.
All right,
keep doing it.
That's what. Okay, Ryan
could
County.
Be because you're touching me right now.
He's well, you're tense. you look like you were a lot of knots in your back. I'm just going to say words, and you tell me how you feel about them. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Athletic. Good or bad?
Can you do breathing noises on the radio? Do they pick up?
You can.
You got to kind of do them into the microphone.
Okay. Athletic?
Yeah. So here you go. You ready? All right. Why don't you close your eyes too? That might help.
Okay.
All right. Athletic.
Get real.
Okay. Dominant.
As if.
Overmaster.
You wish.
Powerful.
Need to get with the times, bro.
See, all those words you should have been reacting to positively.
What did I do?
You were saying, like, get real.
You were incredibly
good. Oh, I did it honestly?
Yeah.
Should I do?
KOLP, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys were talking about watching the DVDs of The Wire and being in mid-season, and I'm right in the mid-season of Charlie the Unicorn.
See the U? You watch See the U?
No. Charlie the Unicorn.
Right. So you're clearly not hip to the parlance. It's See the U.
Yeah. All right, sure. But anyway, yeah, so like I'm in season two, and it's it completely corresponded to you were talking about being in the middle of watching The Wire.
In what regard? Please elaborate.
Well, no, because there was a girl that called in, and she did her impersonation of one of the characters from The Wire.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, because I always walk around impersonating, you know, the other unicorns from Charlie the Unicorn.
Yeah, which is your favorite?
Probably the blue one.
Eustace?
Yeah. You remember this scene? Ring, 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 ring. Hello. That was great.
Classic Eustace.
Yeah.
You can't say that on the radio, sir. That was the most inappropriate scene to do on the radio.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
What's The Wire?
I don't know. You guys were talking about it, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm asking these guys. What is The Wire?
Oh.
The Wire is it's the greatest show on television, or it was, until See the U came wrong.
Came wrong?
Came wrong. Yeah. That was me doing an impression of one of the unicorns. Do you know which one I was doing, caller?
The pink one.
Right. You know the name. Uh-huh.
No, I don't. I'm only in the second season so far. I haven't gotten to their names yet.
Kind of sound like a bit of a poser, if I may say. You really don't seem like a huge...
Oh, I'm sorry. I try.
Well, that's the problem. You're kind of trying too hard. Just
trying to pose. Don't try to pose. Try to move.
Yeah, just enjoy the show, man. Just watch it and absorb it. You ran out of steam, didn't you?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
That was definitely...
All right, there we go.
Yeah. Definitely somebody that we were just talking about on the list of people we're going to...
Oh, is that really?
I imagine so. Nobody else would have the grapes to call in and talk about unicorns.
Very true.
That's true. We should take a break real quick.
Okay.
Let's take a break and we'll be back to wrap up the show in just a minute. But first, we are going to hear, I believe, the White Wires?
The White Wires.
White Wires. Oh. This is Ha Ha Holiday. More Mask Winning Show after this.
White Wires.
Bounce, bounce. Blicka 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 boom. Oh, hey, we just heard the White Wires, right?
Yeah, White Wires.
Why can't I keep that in my brain?
Hap Hap Happy or something like that.
Ha Ha Holiday.
Sure.
They're a fun group of kids. So we got to get going, right? Pretty much?
Yeah, let's do this real quick. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archive. Well, no, we'll do this and then we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Look us up, Mascot Wedding.
Well, just every time the show is over after that, and I was just...
No, I know. We have to say thank you and goodbye to Ryan County.
Right, Mr. Ryan County.
Yes.
Thanks for coming and doing the show today.
Thank you.
And like you said, you'll be a part of Punch on Tuesday. Punch is a show curated by the super awesome Matt Bearden.
Yeah, it's an amazing show, but always packed.
And this lineup, all killer, no filler. Well, except for, no, I'm joking. you got Brian Goodman, who obviously we know who that is. Your roommate, is that giving things away, Cody Hustak?
Cody Hustak.
Mr. Derek Phelps, Howard Beecher, Jonathan Pace, Matt Sadler, the aforementioned Michael Priest, and yourself, Mr. Ryan County, and that's this Tuesday.
Omaha, Nebraska. That's my credit.
That's your credit.
God's country.
You are at the bottom of this list.
Yep. You know what? Most lists.
Competition. Competition. You got to get it in you. And what time does the show start?
I think it's 8.
It's 8 at Cap City.
Cap City. Yeah, it's...
Punchcomedy.com for more information. Thank you for coming on the show today, sir. It was a delight.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And enjoy the rest of your evening. That it?
Yes, that's it. We won't be here next week. We'll have a fill-in, but we will be back for the Christmas show. So tune in for that.
Stay tuned for Clear Spot. I believe, what? You're just going to play? That's what?
She's playing all of Super Unknown, is what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Soundgarden, Super Unknown.
So it's all Soundgarden? All Soundgarden today? All right, so stick around for that. All Soundgarden on Clear Spot.
We'll leave you with some cheap time off their Fantastic Explanations and Similar Situations album. This is Lazy Days. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Go with Austin.